You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Wayne Rooney to score and Man United to win is 5-4. Billy Sharp to score and Sheffield United to win is in the betting at 25-1. Much needed a victory for Manchester United against Swansea last weekend. Wayne Rooney and Anthony Martial both on the score sheet, Derek. And Martial looked devastating on that left-hand side. I think they're going to have to rely on him because he's integral in that team at the moment. The only one that really has any pace and power and skill in that lineup, as far as I can see at the moment, Derek.
Yeah, he's almost carrying them. I know that Rooney came back to form a little bit last week with a decent goal and a much better performance, but I still think he's the man's finished. I can't see him coming back to his brilliant best. And who's going to be back in Man United at these kind of odds? Given they've had a lot of exits from cup competitions, mostly the League Cup in recent seasons, and it wouldn't be the biggest surprise in the world to see Sheffield United win this one. You know, I know they're in League One, but they're doing well in League One. Don't win enough away games for my liking. Only won 3 from 11 away games, so it puts me off a little bit. But I'm always happy to back against United at the moment, the way they're playing, and while Flat Face is their boss, he's just useless. One interesting statistic I was reading in this one, I think all 10 of Man United's home games have been 0-0 at half-time.
That sounds right.
Yeah, someone was tweeting me. You know, I used to go for that over 1.5 goals.
Someone
tweeted me and said, I can see why you haven't gone on that this season. I just forgot. you're right.
I think 3 of 5, Sheffield United's last 5 have been goalless as well. So guess what I'm going to go for? I've got to go for it. I'm
over 2.5 in the first half.
Well, the only thing is I'm flabbing here because I'm trying to find a price for it. nil-nil at half time.
You know what? I'm looking as well at the moment. We usually have in the goals section.
Is that where it is?
I'm just looking for the under half, a first half goal, basically. Yeah.
It will be there. I think it might have moved.
Well, the draw's 11-8 at half time. Fair draw, 0-0 at half time, 9-4. God, that's a big price given those stats, isn't it? 0-0 half time. Man United. It's always 0-0 half time for Man United.
Yeah.
Why is that 9-4? I expect it to be a lot shorter than that.
I guess just because it's Sheffield United, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, but they're not that mugs, are they? Sheffield United.
I mean, I suppose the only thing you'd argue against it is that Sheffield United's games have had a few goals in them of late.
Not away though.
Then before that they were all there was a lot of 1-0s, weren't there? And low scoring games. So I could see why you would go for that. And Nigel Adkins, it's funny, isn't it? Obviously. Remember when his star was really high in the world of football and he was the next great thing? And you imagine managers have egos as well, and you imagine going to Man United, it'll be like him kind of going back to his glory days, if you like. Look, Sheffield United are a big club, obviously, and he'll be hoping to take them great places. But at the moment, this is about as good as it gets for his players and for him. And I think he'll go there and do a similar... I think he'll try and do a job and look to get his players organised and show that they can compete. And look, Sheffield United have been a great cup team of late, haven't they? The last few years, they've had League Cup runs, they've had FA Cup runs as well. So I think, I think they'll go there with a bit of confidence, to be fair. I do like... I like Billy Sharp. I'm not going to take the headline off her because I don't think they'll beat Man United, to be fair. But I think he's been in good nick recently, Billy Sharp. He's a good goal scorer. He's one of those kind of, who hangs around the box. 11 goals and 24 in the league this season already. So, I saw quite a bit of him when I was still reporting on football, and he's a good player. Scored 4 in 4 for Sheffield United as well. So he's playing well at the moment, which is good, and you're getting a price about him, look, you got to trust that he can get a goal. 3-1 anytime. Well, I think there might be goals in this. I know you're going 0-0 half time, but I think Sheffield United will set up. I think Man United will be forced to go for this a little bit. Home crowd, they'll be getting on their backs if they're not having a right go at Sheffield United. All that shoot, attack, all that rubbish. I think they'll have a right go at this. That can't be right, can it, by the way?
I don't think so.
I just seen the Adnan Yanazai price on the website, Derek. 1-100 to score any time. But it's just an error. It's 1-100 to score all the way across.
It's interesting that he's been called back, isn't it, from his loan spell, as if Van Gaal knows that he needs to.
No, I don't think he called. I think it was him. I think he.
Did he?
Think it was, yeah, Januzaj.
He was watching my night and went, look, guys, you need me. You need me.
Yeah. Just two things I would say about what you just said. Billy Sharp, firstly, I remember a few seasons ago watching him at all. I think it was at Doncaster or something like that. What a strike it is. He'll be made for the Premier League. I can't believe that he never, ever made it into the Premier League.
He went to Southampton, didn't he? But I think that's the season before they went up.
That's right, yeah.
And then he's a championship level striker, to be fair.
Yeah.
But you know, on any given night, as we've been saying, I think at 3-1, he might be worth a look. In a game where I think there'll be a few goals, I think Man United might win it by 2 clear in the end. I think it might be 3-1. But I see what Derek's point is.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.